chaos is everywhere.
Hey everybody, this is Jonathan Gilchrist. I'm just topping in here to tell you about the granddaddy of all our podcast, Chaos is Everywhere. Chaos is Everywhere is our longest running podcast at 100 episodes, where we watch anything and everything that strikes our fancy. So sit back with your friends, watch a movie or a TV show, and learn about all the weird trivia and production notes that went into making that TV show, and definitely get a few laughs. That's Chaos Everywhere, every other Wednesday. We'll see you soon, everybody. Hey, buddy. Hey. You were paying too close attention to the thing. I was going to send you the message after I pulled up Voyager, but that's all right. It only took me a second.
Yeah, a second.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, you know, I am still very sick, and it's been like a week.
You sound healthy.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure I do.
Is it the flu? Is it COVID? Do you not know?
It's not COVID, because if it was COVID, I wouldn't have been able to work all week.
That's true.
I think it's just like a really bad cold. It was like just a sore throat for the first few days.
Right.
And then like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it was a really bad sore throat that wouldn't go away. Thursday, I woke up and just got knocked the fuck out, basically, by, like, coughing, sneezing, sore throat, all that fun shit. So I took the day off.
Right.
Woke up Friday. Didn't feel really any better, but I couldn't take another day off work, so I went in, dealt with it.
Right.
Woke up Saturday. Still not feeling great. I wouldn't really say I was feeling that much better. But went into work, did what I had to do, cleaned inside ovens. Now, right. Like, both my shoulders and knees are hurting because I'm an old fuck.
Right, right.
And I woke up today and I am still sick. Though I will say overall, I do feel better.
Right.
So I do think I'm on the upswing, but, like, my nose is the main problem right now. It is stuffed. It is congested beyond belief.
I mean,
and that's
you sound
taking, like, flu medicine and everything.
In no way could I tell just by your voice that you're sick. So
I'm sure it's pretty bad. I do apologize.
That's fine. You do sound okay, but you do sound very stuffed up.
Yeah.
So
but we'll do the same. That's basically the main gist of it at this point, though, I think.
All right. Well, we'll do the Star Trek. Like I said, luckily I had something planned for Wednesday, which we'll talk about in a minute. But let me do the thing.
Hey, oh yeah, that's the other thing. Spectrum fucking just went out. Like all of it went out yesterday.
Oh, that's like, right, yeah.
Not just internet. It was like internet, TV, phone, and it was like the whole area.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, like I said, I'm glad that I had that thing set up. I was going to do it anyway for Wednesday regardless, just because I'm trying to get back to a normal sleep schedule because I have shit I have to do during the day. But that did not go well. I was up until 9 a.m. this morning and slept until about 5 in the afternoon. So clearly, I'm not sleeping like a normal person anymore.
I mean, it sounds like you're back to normal, dude.
Yeah, no, it's perfectly fine for an appointment that I have to do by 1:30 on a weekday at some point. So anyway, yeah. Let's stop talking about our old man / slacker shit. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chaos Spell Frontier. I'm your host, Jonathan Gilchrist. And that guy over there, the first guy to ever get banned from Microsoft Flight Simulator for recreating 9/11. That's Mr. Artivice.
Yeah, get it. Crash.
That was literally, like, just the last thing I saw before we got on here was a video about how Microsoft will ban you if you do that. I'm like, I wouldn't even think to do that.
Yeah.
But apparently there were people that did.
I mean, good for them, I guess. That's impressive.
I suppose. All right, and today we're watching some Star Trek Voyager, Season 3, Episode 14, called Alter Ego.
Oh, thank God I got the right one. Okay.
Yeah, and I've got it all set up. Are you ready, Joe?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, and let's hit play in 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, so I really do apologize ahead of time.
Yeah, It's fine.
Like if I feel a cough coming on, I'll try to like mute myself, but
yeah. You should get like I should send you the link to this microphone because it really doesn't cost any money. You just hook it up with a USB port and like it has its own mute button and shit on it. So
well, I'm using my gaming headset, so fuck you.
Technically, so am I, actually, because the microphone hooks up into my headset, so I plug in the headset.
Yeah, is it, like, for your phone specifically, though?
No, it's got a USB cord, so you can hook it up into your computer. It's got an adapter for my phone, which is how I use it. Yeah. So I'll send you the link to it. It's, like, I forget, I've spent, like, less than $50, so it's not, like, an expensive one. Yeah. Oh boy, the beauty, the mystery. Man, if only we weren't 70,000 light years from home watching this shit.
Let's not bring that up. I feel like that would be a drag.
I feel like I'd be in the back the entire time every time we stop somewhere. Like, I know we're quote unquote explorers, but what the fuck? This is the introduction of Kalto, which I think they're going to explain it, is a Vulcan chest.
Mm.
Of course, Tuvok gets a little self-serving about that.
Yeah. Checks out.
What is that? Oh, he gets insulting because I think Harry says it's like chest. So, yeah, we'll see in a second here. Hello, Harry. Kalto is to chess as chess is to tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, take that, Harry Wang.
I wonder, like, where Go would be. Because Go is Chinese chess, but it's more complicated than chess. So I wonder if, like, Go would be, I don't know, what's, like, in between tic-tac-toe and chess? Know, like, checkers?
Wait, you mean
Shogi? Go is, yeah, I think we're saying the same thing. Go is the Western... It's the game with the pebbles where you got a black and white pebbles and it basically.
Oh, that's not pick. The same thing. No, shogi is like Japanese chess.
Yeah, I have Chinese. Let's go.
Oh, shit. I forgot to mute. I'm sorry. Now, no, shogi is Japanese chess. That's the one where it's like it's the wooden carvings that you move like chess pieces and they have like Dragon General and like cool ass names like that shit.
Right. I don't think I've ever seen that one. Go is very simple, though, because it's literally just little things. And the idea is that you surround your enemy with your color and change the color to your color.
Yeah.
But it's also supposed to be, like, be the reason that Chinese generals are so much better or were so much better in the past than, like, Western generals because they fought in terms of Go instead of chess.
Mm.
And I saw a whole thing on the History Channel back when they actually talked about history, where they broke down the difference
back
between
the
between a Go strategy and a chess strategy.
Before it got all crazy aliens and whatnot.
I remember being in college and like people laugh at me because I mentioned something on the History Channel, and it's like, no, I was correct. It's just my source was the History Channel, so they laughed at me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
Do you want to sing the song or shall I just keep talking?
I will do my best.
All right, go ahead, buddy.
The reason I'm going to do my best is because this is Star Trek. Bum 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 bum. 1 second. Oh, that made me hack a lung.
Right.
Ugh. That was good times. So it was fun.
I do appreciate you suffering through.
Hey, man, I do what I can, you know?
Actually, interestingly enough, well, I'll get to it when we get back to the show, and I'll just see the thing I say here. January 15th, 1997, I believe, is the date. So, There is an interesting parallel between you being sick in this episode, actually.
Oh boy, that makes me happy.
Yeah. You just picked the right episode for it.
Oh.
And Star Trek.
Star Trek. Star Trek.
Oh, by the way, Harry came in to ask Tuvok to help him suppress emotions, I believe. Like, that's the whole point.
Oh.
Oh, Harry, Harry, Harry.
Oh, Harry.
It's always about your Wang, isn't it, Harry?
Yep. Oh, Harry Wang. That's why I call him Harry Wang.
Yeah. It's nothing to do with the fact that you're kind of
am
racist.
no, I am well aware that is not his actual last name. His last name is Kim. It's not like I'm like, it's not
Actually
like his
think
last name is Johnson and I'm changing it.
to be entirely honest, and I'd have to look it up to remember, I'm like 90% sure the actor's last name is actually Wang. I think his
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty
yeah, his
sure
name
that's a
is like
part of why
Garrett
I was
Wang.
making the joke in the first place.
But what I was going to say, as far as like a connection, apparently through the entire shooting of this episode, he had the flu. Harry did. So I guess there's some scenes where you can kind of hear him fighting to get his lines out correctly.
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Did you get, I know you've been sick, did you get any time to watch any wrestling this week?
Not really,
By which I
no.
mean AEW, because obviously
All
that's
I
the only
did
one.
was watch all I did was watch like YouTube shorts basically. Like I watched a little bit of like Wardlow versus Joe. I watched a little bit of Kyle O'Reilly's return match.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I
I
watched a little bit of what else? I watched a little bit of the build up for Danielson and Ospreay.
Right.
So
Did you watch Danielson and what the fuck's in Shibata?
I did not. I saw Ospreay and Fletcher, though. That was really good.
Yeah. I feel like you should go back to Danielson and Shibata. Like, that's just the type of match I think you're gonna really love.
Yeah, I will at some point.
But
Oh,
they also on the same collision showed us what was in Edge's case, and it was a 2x4 that had been crafted with a
yeah, I
handle
saw
and put
that.
nails put in it,
Yeah.
which makes me think they're going to go for the Mick Foley Rock ending because he also said I quit very clearly into a microphone,
Oh
and
my
the fact
God, if they do that, I'm not gonna lie. That'll be a little meh for me.
yeah, I hope that's not what they're doing, but it just felt weird that they like bring up Foley and then he says I quit, even though he
Yeah.
very specifically didn't say it the last time he had a promo.
Right.
But don't know, I guess it depends on what they end up wanting to do. According to Disco Inferno, it's just been a waste of Adam Copeland to have him in this doing this with Christian because he hasn't done anything else since he's been in AEW.
Oh, he's not
Because, you know,
exactly.
storylines can only be a month long. Like they can't take several months to go through everything you need to go through.
Yeah, no, that's horrible.
If anybody knows Disco Inferno's career, he never had a storyline last longer than like
I need
2 weeks.
to make sure I am understanding something right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are because like I've been kind of paying attention, but I've also been talking to you. Are they in the
That's fine.
holosuite?
Yes.
Then what the fuck is Harry's problem?
He's in love with that woman they're talking to right now.
Okay, but it's a hollow person.
That's the whole point. It's considered like a taboo thing
Yeah,
to be in love with a hollow person.
just stop.
It's
Continue.
a whole thing in Star Trek. There's several episodes of different characters in Star Trek falling in love with a holo program or becoming addicted to holo programs and
I
forgetting
can
about the
get
real
being addicted to them. You know what I
world.
mean? But like,
Right.
I don't know. I guess, oh no, never mind. I guess knowing the internet world the way I know it, I guess it's very believable and understandable.
Yeah, I think honestly, if like tomorrow these kind of programs were become available, a lot of people would end up in the same situation.
Yeah, that's fair.
But of course, it's also Star Trek, so there's more going on. This one isn't just a one-to-one addiction story because they've already done that story in Next Generation. So there's a really creepy version with Geordi on Next Generation where he programs a woman who is like a real scientist, but he needs to solve this problem, and she like worked on the Enterprise's engines. So he programs the real woman based on her psychological profile and stuff on record, then falls in love with her, but and like realizes how bad that is. But then, like, I don't know, a couple seasons later, he meets the real woman and has to like go through this whole thing, and she finds out about the program he made. Oh, it's so fucking weird. Yeah, it's a good couple episodes just from that weird perspective. I think at some point we have to like, I'm about to start cherry picking Next Generation episodes to do. Just like, I don't want to do the whole series, but there are just some that are fun to do. Plus, we can do the really bad ones. There's one where they, like in the first season, where they go to a planet filled with Zulu warriors, which is very,
Oh
very
my.
problematic.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, this because the B plot does affect the A plot, the whole nebula they're looking at is a nebula that should be unstable, but for some reason isn't. Like, it's the way it's set up, it should have exploded a long time ago, but is stable. Yeah. And that's what they just saw. They saw an explosion start, and then it just stopped again for no apparent reason.
Oh, God.
Are you sure, Captain? Like, it could really just be a freak accident. You just said, let's take the ship as close as possible.
Nonsense.
Tuvok just was mandatorily said that he has to go to Neelix's luau. Smashing's not a
Don't touch a
good.
woman on her shoulders. What's wrong with you?
To be very specific when you touch woman on her shoulders. And I think even in that moment he was like, oh, might have crossed the line there. All right, there you are. I have no idea what that was. I think the app had a
Smoked.
seizure on my phone or something.
Don't know,
Yeah. Whatever, we'll just pick up close to where we left off. I'm at
buddy.
12:54. Where are you?
I am at 13:57. Apparently, I did not realize that you weren't there for a while.
It's entirely possible. Give me a minute.
12:54, you said?
Give me a minute, I'll come up to you. 13:57. It'll only take a second.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, it'll take about a minute if you didn't know.
Ugh.
But yeah, I don't know what that was. Like, I literally saw a flash of white from my phone, and then you weren't there. So I have no idea what happened. And I actually had to take a minute to make sure it was going to process what we already recorded. So, by the way, I'm just going up the natural way. That's why it's taking, like I said, about a minute for me to get to where you were.
All good.
So I don't. You said you didn't get to see anything. Did you see the clip of Mercedes Momet getting introducted into Boston? It's a weird way to say it.
What? Say that
Did
again?
you see Monet's premiere in Boston? Like, did you see her come
Oh,
out?
yeah. I watched her entrance.
Yeah. I have to admit that chance was a good idea. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we're at 13:57, and we're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. I'm going to put that down. I'm not going to touch anything. Hopefully it wasn't something I did.
Oh, touch it.
Okay. Do you need me to pause it again?
What?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Can you hear me?
I said don't touch it. Now I heard you.
I said don't touch it.
Yeah, I got you. Took my brain a while to register what you said.
Don't touch it.
You think the Vulcan meditation also means you can't masturbate?
No. You poor thing.
Poor, poor Vulcans.
Poor, poor Vulcans.
Make sure the pineapples are upside down, if you know what I mean. That's right. We still have that in the 24th century. I really wonder, probably more than most people, like, because Quark obviously sells programs where you have sex with the holographic characters.
Right.
And that's the point.
Yeah, he's made that pretty clear.
I wonder how, like, on a Starfleet ship, how many people are going in there to have sex. Like, cause it's only ever shown as, like, exercise or, you know, family fun at a party or whatever.
Right.
But people got to be going in there to bang, right?
Like, absolutely.
Like,
there's no way they're not.
70 years is a long time, and there's no guarantee out of the 150 humans that are with you that you're going to find somebody that actually wants to bang you.
Yeah.
Interesting that this is a fact, because I did look up the... God damn it. This actually makes this scene much funnier. This episode was actually directed by the guy that plays the Doctor.
Oh. That would all make sense.
Yeah, that would make sense why he gets the scene of kissing the beautiful Hawaiian women. maybe it was the writers that put it in, and they're like, gotta cut some stuff in time. We're not cutting the kissing scene. It's very important to my character. Oh. Yeah, opposite sides of the hootenanny.
Yep.
So yeah, Kelto, if you're not watching along, it's a Star Trek game, so it's not 100% specific, but the idea is to place these toms in a way that creates a geometric shape, but there's not a set shape that it'll make.
Huh.
Yeah. It's not about beauty.
Yeah.
Oh, Tuvok's fallen under her spell.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, that's actually very specific to the episode. Like, that's sort of where they're going, but like the actor that played Tuvok was very specific, where it's like, we have to make it very clear that it has nothing to do with a romantic connection, because Tuvok will not do that to his wife.
Right, obviously.
Yeah. Plus, he looked kind of ridiculous in a Hawaiian shirt. That's another reason why he wore his uniform. Because I'm a dude who lives alone, I have two TVs, and one of them is on Looney Tunes for no apparent reason. And it's the cartoon where Elmer Fudd sees into the far future of the year, I believe it goes up to 2000. But I'm not 100% sure. Yep, 2080.
Let's find a spot. Just the two of us.
I did. Don't be a fucking creeper there. I forget what your name is. I really do. He's important for the next couple episodes. I don't like it. I don't like it, says Tom Paris's inner monologue. So many pineapples.
The hell Harry. Is he doing with my hologram?
Harry, just don't go over there. Just leave it alone. Harry, for love of God. Harry very symbolically just took off his leg. I wonder if they have like a pig roast for the luau. Doesn't feel like a luau without a pig roast.
Oh, you like to be tossed around, huh?
Oh my.
Oh man.
I mean, technically on the holodeck, you can definitely control the wind and the waves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Computer, I want to ride a tsunami wave. That is not a good idea. I don't fucking care.
I don't care.
I want to be as high as Everest. Oh, speaking of Everest, did you hear about Darby Allin?
No.
He's not going to be climbing Everest this year because he legitimately broke his foot in that match with Jay White.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks to suck.
Yeah. Gonna have to wait till next year. Like, and what's really funny is like part of the whole storyline was they attacked his leg after the match to like write him off TV.
Right.
And yeah, like, but he legit had broken his foot earlier in the match. So guess that means we'll probably see him back sooner once his foot heals, however long that takes.
Probably.
What's really sad, it wasn't even like a crazy move. It was literally just crazy by his standards. It was just a jump off the top rope where he landed on the floor.
Huh.
And just landed wrong. Yeah.
No shit.
I share that conclusion with your buddy. That's how Vulcans flirt. You heard her. Come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Emphasis on back. Wait, what?
What? That's what women like, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to all of our female listener who notice no plural on that one. I don't blame you. I wouldn't listen to us either. Captain's log, supplemental. We've just flown full on to this nebula that should blow up any second. Huh. We'll be fine. Mr. Kim, pay the fuck attention. Don't act like you know what her question was, Harry.
Good. So to take his mind off that hologram?
It's Somebody should tell the captain so she can scold him because, well, actually, she has a relationship with Hologram too, so that one's more by design, though. Because as the captain, you know, she can't fuck any of her underlings.
Right,
So there's an episode where she like programs somebody to be her partner. I'm assuming that won't be. That's definitely not this season because it's the next version of the holodeck. Like you have the French bar, then they have the luau place, and then the next version, I believe, is the Irish village. Maybe some sort of failure in your pathways. Yeah, Harry, you're not a subtle
Yeah.
person. He'll be in his quarters, all right. Yeah. You all know what he's doing in the quarters. Call him right to the holodeck, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my, Harry Wang. One of the cool things about Discovery having like modern computer technology is they've shown like what the actual like the Turboliftf actually does. It's not just like a an elevator. It literally like shoots across the entire ship, which is how you can get it to take you like a bunch of different places. I don't know if that was always the idea, but that's how they show it in the show. Hello, Tuvok. What about Pistols at Dawn, Mr. Fuckface? Yeah, stop analyzing him. He's just in love with the hologram. You from you, Tuvok? Honestly, this is kind of on Tuvok. Yes, Harry's attachment is weird. Not as weird as you think, but still weird. But
Yeah.
Tuvok knows what his attachment is and should be able to predict that it wouldn't go over well.
Yeah, that's fair.
There you go. See? She's deleted. That's also fair.
Yeah,
He's
that's
not
true.
the
You
ship's
should have
counselor.
been a little bitch.
I mean, you're in your like mid-20s. I feel like you should be able to figure this shit out.
Right?
Oh, we're not moving, Mr. Paris. Wait, you mean flying into a completely unexplainable nebula was a bad idea?
That's news to me.
When has this ever been a bad idea the entire time we've been doing this?
Jeez.
So yeah, instead of getting out of there like at warp speed, they're using thrusters to get out. Too like you shouldn't leave a candle burning in your quarters, or maybe that's what freaks you out. Dun dun dun.
I don't like this.
This also happens to be the first time a character besides the doctor used the mobile emitter. Just FYI. You only did it for Harry's benefit. I understand. Gotta love that Vulcan logic.
Right.
I mean, creepy. A
little bit, yeah.
Intruder alert.
No.
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 I feel like if you understood Tuvok even half as well as you think you do, you would have understood that's the only outcome of what you just did.
Yeah.
Now, Harry, you might have had a chance to like get him to not call right away because he's an idiot. But Tuvok... So, the cast and everybody called this episode the Fatal Attraction episode for reasons that you might have just figured out.
Yeah.
I will not be ignored, Tuvok. Yes, they're going to reference another Next Generation episode, which is actually a really good episode that has a couple parts where a Moriarty character becomes sentient and takes over the ship. And then later, like, they randomly reactivate him and put him in a continual program without him knowing. Ugh. So he thinks that he's, like, living in the real world. But it's a very cool character.
Ugh.
Yeah. So nice callback to an episode that a lot of people know from Star Trek that are Trekkies. Her loneliness, her desire for physical attention. Just interrogating matter and matter. How humans just don't do it for her.
It's possible.
Don't take Harry, for the love of God. Might attack you and try and save her.
Yeah.
Are you? Feel like it's a trap. Feels very trappy. Feels like there are fish people telling you not to go in there. Also, don't know what a phaser is supposed to do against the hologram, but okay. Come on, Tom. Why don't you take the lay? You don't seem like one to ever give up on a lay. The smile. Whoever that extra is, like the fact that she's just holding on to that smile the entire time she's strangling B'Elanna is awesome.
Hoo-yah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Y'all.
I will kill B'Elanna. This is the first time that Tom had to fight a girl in a grass skirt, but certainly the weirdest. Also, that lay must have been like strengthened because I don't think that they just randomly are strong enough to strangle somebody with.
Oh, they might be.
I've never seen one.
Might be.
Oh. I always assumed that they'd be weak. Like, it would just break apart if you put pressure on it. I'm fine, everybody. I just got strangled for a good like 2 minutes. No need to go to sick bay or anything. Tuvok, come back to me. So I feel like this is the version of her killing the bunny, if you've never seen Fatal Attraction.
I have not. Oh, God.
Well, basic idea. Guy has an affair with a woman. Woman will not be ignored. That's the whole premise. At some point, she kills her his kid's pet rabbit
Oh.
and like boils it on the stove. Yeah, it's a very powerful psychological thriller from back in the day. Tuvok, so what you up
Your
to?
back, Tuvok.
Hey, you're about to destroy my ship. I really didn't have anything else to do.
Make whatever noises we need to make. Ooh, ah. What the fuck are
Whatever.
you on?
I just
Caw, caw,
want to go back
chicka-chicka-chicka, caw, 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 caw.
whatever. I just want to go back to whatever noises we need to make.
Seriously,
Well,
Tuvok, I did not mean those noises. Oh, my
that's all
mistake.
Vulcans. Nice reference to the Tookie bird from George of the Jungle a few weeks ago.
No, that wasn't the reference I was making at all, actually.
I know, but I wanted to go
I
back to George of the Jungle because it's an episode that we recorded a
was
few
making a
weeks ago.
reference to a different movie that we should totally watch at some point.
Which movie were you referencing?
Evolution.
Oh, yes, that's also on the list.
I think we've established that caw, caw, and tookie, tookie don't work.
That's fair. Also on the list is the movie Jungle to Jungle, which
Oh, that's a classic.
is horrible but also awesome 90s.
It is pretty horrible, but it is like pretty classic too.
Yeah. Oh no. They took away her boy toy. Actually, they
Oh.
transported the boy toy to the space station.
His head, it's on backwards.
Probably should have seen that coming since we couldn't find the space station in the first place.
Right. Why didn't somebody tell me my ass was so big?
I love that nobody's yelling at Paris like, Paris, try not to fly close to the goddamn plasma
Right.
streams. They're all over, Captain. I told you I didn't want to come into this goddamn nebula. For a true representation of the internet, she'd be a man. I mean, they'd do it. Might as well.
Huh?
Basically, you get whatever you want right then. Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, beep. Beep. Beep, beep, beep. Beep. Beep, beep.
I don't understand. Basically, you're a lighthouse keeper. Feel like somebody would. From your home planet would be
Right.
there because they would understand how the nebula is kept. Clearly, that's not the
Yeah,
case, or you
right.
wouldn't have heard on Tuvok. All those little bitty details. Feel like she way over like connected with his loneliness.
Yeah.
I think it's there, but I don't think it's nearly as much as she wants to believe it is.
Right.
But that might be part of the whole episode in general.
That's just not the case.
Yeah, I have no idea what just happened. It literally was just a flash of light and the recording stopped.
Went on, my guy.
Yeah, same exact thing, but hopefully, because it took so long the first 10-second time, we have enough time to finish this. I'm
Hopefully.
40 minutes and 4 seconds.
I am 41 minutes and 9 seconds.
41 minutes and that's. So it takes you about an average of a minute to realize I'm not there. I
Well,
got
because like
this.
we're watching the show, and then like I kind of just keep watching it.
Yes, I
Before I
got
know
you.
it, I realize that no one's been talking for like a minute, and I'm like, oh shit.
No, I definitely will not talk for a minute. This is the most talking I get to do all week, so unless I talk to the cat.
Well, we all know you do that, so.
My life's not sad. Your
Nope.
life's sad.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I gotta mute myself.
All right. I'm just waiting for myself to get to 4109. While I wait for that, I might as well do some of the stuff. So this Wednesday is a very special episode. Myself, DJ Madman, and perhaps Artie Vice's replacement, Dave, watched the movie Santa Jaws, which was quite the experience to watch. So, yeah. All right, 4109, right there. All right, ready to go?
Oh, yeah, you might need to replace me. I'm definitely dying. Holy
That's
shit.
fine. Honestly, I was going to make that joke regardless, but the fact that you're sick makes it even funnier to me.
Cool.
All
Dude,
right, so
I
we're
have
going
no joke. I have blown my nose
to.
like probably 10 times during this.
Jesus. Well, hopefully you feel better by next week. If not, I will see what Dave's up to. All
Oh,
right,
holy shit, dude. All right.
let's hit play in three, two, one, and play. But yeah, Santa Jaws. It was a very, it was made by the Sci-Fi Channel, so it's Sharknado level quality of a Christmas themed shark that kills people.
Oh,
It's as insane as it sounds, honestly.
you're as insane as you sound. Got him.
Yep. By the way, that was not my idea. It was DJ Madman's. He was the one that really wanted to do that movie. So, like, I'm going into it blind, but I really did have fun sitting there and with the weirdness. Oh, thank God, we're not going to die. God damn it, Harry. If your penis gets us almost killed again, I swear to God. Because, like, if Harry had never brought Tuvok into the situation,
Yeah.
it's all Harry's penis's fault. You think? You think maybe she shouldn't be living on a space station by herself all the
Right.
time? Yeah.
It would make sense for them to like alter it.
Rotate that?
Yeah,
Yeah.
rotate that shit.
Yeah, no, they're like, if they're any kind of communal species, which pretty much any species that has a technology like that has to
Right.
be, yeah, you'd want to rotate that. He's fine. He's got Neelix, who constantly makes him interact no matter what he
Right?
wants to do.
Yeah. Even if he doesn't want to interact, he will have to reenact and act. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Fuck you.
Fuck you, I'm sick. And booyah. I really don't feel like playing with my sticks today.
Yeah.
Feel like that's too many chairs for you, Tuvok. You don't usually have guests in your quarters. Traitor.
Yeah, Dick.
I mean, it is. Thanks, Tuvok. I just needed you to be a bro.
Kind of wanted Harry to be a dick and be like, "Don't worry, Tuvok. You're a Vulcan. I can't expect you to understand these kinds of things."
Please get away from us. See, look, Tuvok learned. La 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 la. All
La la.
right. So yeah, that's the end of episode. What did you think of Alter Ego?
Was fine.
It's a decent like
Yeah.
bottle, you know.
Not a bad beach episode.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Yeah, no, there's several things because we're, like I said, as we've gotten into the later seasons of Deep Space Nine and Voyager, there are several things that do pay off later in this episode in
Yeah.
different episodes. So it is a nice episode to watch for that. The next time we come into Voyager, it's the episode Coda. Captain Janeway repeatedly dies after she and Chakotay crash into a planet in what appears to be a time loop. So, because you hate Janeway, you're going to get to see her die in many different ways next time we watch Voyager.
Oh, sounds
So,
like a pretty good episode.
yeah, sounds like a plan. Like I said, Santa Jaws this Wednesday and then Chaos Ringside next week. Besides the stuff we've talked about, there will be more shit to talk about, I'm sure. Especially because by then we'll have seen the. Last man standing match, which I am
Right.
looking forward to. So, all right, I hope everybody has a good week, and I hope you, Mr. Vice, feel better. We'll see you soon.
Deuces.